You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Who is the prize? Men or women? Honestly, I do not understand why men are even arguing this point with the modern woman. I truly do not understand that argument anymore. We all know men are the prize. Period. Point blank. End of discussion. Now, as much as I would like to end this video right here, I'm going to have to go into some comparisons and contrasts. The answer has already been given to us in different forms of media. I mean, we can go back to Bear Grylls, The Island, Men versus Women. We can go to a TV program called Why the Last Man. Now, I watched a new anime series on Crunchyroll called World's End Harem. Yeah. Now, this anime series has the same premise as Why the Last Man. A virus wipes out about 99.9% of men. Now, I want you guys to follow this series because the first episode aired last night, and listen to what the woman tells the main character. Now, when it comes to both of these scenarios, I'm going to tell you why men are the prize. Ladies, I know you hate this, but guess what? It is what it is. Biology does not lie. First and foremost, what happened between Why the Last Man and World's End Harem? When men were taken out of the equation, what was the first thing to start to go down? The very thing that men maintain, which is what? The infrastructure. Oops. Oh, yeah. Now, why do you think Why the Last Man ended up getting canceled? And why this particular anime had so much controversy attached to it? Well, I'll tell you why. Because it ultimately exposed the quote-unquote feminist utopia and how fast it really will fall. Oh, yeah. Once again, men will always be the prize because, once again, I'm going to throw a little biology in with this one. Let's say you have a man and a woman. Both of them are born sterile. The woman is sterile. She can't have children. Guess what? Her main purpose is done. She can be nothing more than, you know, unfortunately, a pleasure item, if that. Because men are going to look at her and say, well, she's barren. She can't have kids. What use is she to me? Or better yet, to society? She's no longer able to propagate the species. Now, let's take that man that is sterile. He may be sterile. However, he is still useful to society. For what? production and protection. Ah, yeah. Oh, I know any woman who listens to this video is going to be fuming. However, once you take emotions out of the equation and you look at this from a logical standpoint, it is true. Now, when you look at both of those scenarios, why the last man, world's in harem. You have one man and you have billions of women to the point that they're literally trying to fight to get this last man. Now, in World's End Harem, the main protagonist, he's one of five men left in the entire country of Japan. And there's only 1 million men worldwide. So that's 1 million men versus 5 billion women. Now, what are they trying to get this dude to do? They're trying to get him to mate with as many women as possible. Why? Because his genetics might have an immunity to the virus. Now, let's break that down. Simply put, one man can impregnate hundreds of women. One woman gets pregnant, she's done. She's got to still maintain and bring that child up for the next 9 months. So once again, who is really the prize? Biologically speaking, it's men. But we're not going to stop right there. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to throw another bit of a curveball into this equation. Now, gentlemen, you know I like to talk about this particular movie on certain occasions, and this will be one. The movie is called The Screwfly Solution. Now, this is a different take on the apocalypse between the genders. In this particular movie, men are infected by an alien virus that causes them to kill off all women. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The gender war becomes hot. And within 3 months, men all over the planet wiped out all women, with the exception of one who had to disguise herself as a man. However, she goes off into the wilderness. Now, let's just say, for the sake of argument, you find a man that's not infected by the virus. However, in order for men to become immune to the virus, they had to do what? They had to either castrate themselves or chemically castrate themselves. Why? Because the virus was attached to the male libido. Yeah, whenever a man got horny for a woman, he ended up killing her instead. So, the main argument between these comparisons is what? In the Screwfly Solution, the infrastructure did not fall apart. It didn't. Yeah, there was a lot of warfare. However, the infrastructure itself remained intact. Yes, men were eventually going to die out, but they died out at the end of their natural lives, as opposed to Why the Last Man and World's End Harem. Those women started dropping like flies. Why? Because the infrastructure itself was gone. So, once again, I do not understand why men are still having this argument of who is the prize, men or women. Come on now. We know the only reason why women keep trying to continue this argument is the whole, we can have children, so that places us above you. Only thing men really have to do is finally develop the artificial womb, which it won't happen in my lifetime. But if you get a group of men who finally say, you know what, to hell with the feminist narrative, to hell with the SJW narrative, we're trying to help the species survive. Guess what? You're done, ladies. That's the only thing that you've been able to hold over us. However, let's go back to Bear Grylls, the island. When you didn't have men there, those women almost died in nature. See, once again, it is the infrastructure that keeps nature away from women. But trust and believe, if it goes away and women are left to the wild, guess what? They cannot manipulate the environment. It is what it is. But gentlemen, go ahead and take a look at, you know, this anime series, World's End Harem, Why the Last Man, and the Screwfly Solution. Come to your own comparisons. What do you think? Do you think I'm right on this? Do you think I'm off base? Hell, let me know in the comment section. Until then, ladies around the world, you really need to get this through your thick, arrogant skulls. The power will eventually go out. Feminism, as it has been shown in Why the Last Man and World's End Harem and the Screwfly Solution, will go out right along with it. Because as much as you don't want to admit it, when men who keep the infrastructure go away, guess what? You will die off. End of discussion. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.